Still got Christmas shopping to do. You haven't done one piece of Christmas shopping?
No.
And you're still chill about it. Do you think you'll be able to knock it all out at one location, or?
Maybe a couple.
Really?
No more than two or three.
In town or back home?
I don't know yet.
You're so mysterious, Chris. Know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Now you do. Even in your last week of shows, you learn a little something. So how about you? Are you freaking out about Christmas a little bit? I'm not too terrible because I got most everything done. I have two more people for sure that I need to get stuff for. I know I probably should get maybe six more people, you know. If I was a good person, I'd probably do more than just the two more that I was going to do. So that's a little bit obnoxious. Today, hopefully knock out the laundry, knock out the oil change, and the rest of the week I can focus. Tapatio lunch tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing that. And then, like, Thursday maybe do some extra shopping. Or I don't want to do it on Friday because then things get out of control. So. I don't know. The moral of the story is, are you freaking out? Is it too late? Is Christmas nearly ruined for you? 539-9750 or 238-0975 on some of your last-minute Christmas freakouts. You freaking out a bit or not?
I had to move yesterday.
You had to move yesterday?
Yeah.
Why?
They're, like, relocating everybody, kind of trying to consolidate people on post here.
Oh, okay.
So yesterday was kind of like my day to finish all my shopping and stuff before Schwa comes in tomorrow. So I'm pretty behind now. But, I don't know, I have my Christmas party on Saturday for my family.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten anybody anything yet, and I really don't have any shopping days left, so.
Where are you going to go to try to knock it out?
I think maybe I'll just go online sometime tonight and do a bunch of overnight delivery stuff.
Oh, geez. That's economical.
Not really.
Yeah.
It'll be spending. Maybe I can just get a bunch of dollar store things at the mall or something.
There you go. Get some gel necklaces or something.
Yeah, they always love stuff like that, don't they?
Sure. Yeah, you don't even have to go to the mall to do it. You can go to what's it called? Dollar Tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dollar Tree. Yeah, I used to have a girlfriend. That was her favorite store, was the Dollar Tree.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That must have been pretty handy.
Love that place. Yeah, because, I mean, I just go bring her there for her birthday, and she's happy.
If you get to engagement level, here you go.
Here's a dollar ring.
Well, it's from the dollar store. That's your favorite place.
Favorite store.